lose against a superior foe, but I don't think that means you should give up the competition. And there'll probably be some pushback about walking away from a fight with Northwestern or UFC, which if you look at our research portfolio, you know, we're kicking their butt. Get that? So I think we can other areas as well, and I wouldn't be afraid of
it. Well, you could have a second category called aspirational peers. Actually, some of the, which is, which would actually make some sense. And it's not unusual in documents like this to have a category called peer and then aspirational peer. And by the way, I would say that some of the peers mentioned in these peer groups do outperform the University of Illinois or individual campuses. They can in certain categories. So we're not, I wouldn't say we're afraid to make those kinds of comparisons. And in fact, if you look through it, we don't always fare well in these comparisons.
I'd say, you know, just talking to Avijit about the process, he did a lot to collect peer institutional data, not about the peer institutions, but about their dashboards. And I think he's done a very good job developing something that is reflective of the best ideas from a number of other campuses. I think that's different than the budget document, which is highly prescribed. And there's an association that demands certain formatting, which may not lend itself well to our needs. And there's probably limited flexibility in how that's presented, at least for this document. Having said that, Avijit had a great deal of flexibility and I think has developed an awesome product. And you know, there's some tweaking we can do over time, but I think when we go through it in December, it'll set us up well for a January retreat where we can identify the major issues that we need to deal with over the following year.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything else? Ed, maybe I'd turn it over to you at this
point. Very good.
Thank you.
We'll start through the committee presentation. Whenever you think it's time that we need to break for lunch, just say so, because we have several presentations coming.
Okay.
Let me begin by saying the meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee was held at 2 p.m. on August 31st. Members of the committee present constituted a quorum, which was myself, Trustees Oliver Strobel, Student Trustee Tinkin by video conference, and also Treasurer McKeever. The minutes of the previous meeting on July 11th were approved without corrections or additions. There were six presentations made to the committee for consideration, the first being the one we've just talked about by Avijit Ghosh, but specifically it was the presentation by Deloitte Consulting representatives focusing on procurement portion of the ARR effort, and as the President said, very timely and offered some more challenges for opportunities for savings. Julie Zimaitis reported on the fourth quarter internal audit activity in connection with the annual report for the fiscal year June 30, 2011, and Julie will be making a report here today to the board. Vice President Walt Knorr presented the fiscal year 2012 operating budget. Many of you have a large orange book that was delivered to you. That's that item. The academic and administrative appointments for academic year 2011-12, which is the gray book that you received. And Vice President Knorr will be making presentations to the board either this morning or this afternoon. Randy Kangas presented the fiscal year 2013 budget request for operating and capital funds, which is the green book that you received. Heather Abernacker made a presentation of a change order request for the Urbana campus. Mike Bass reported on three items, Douglas Hall naming at the College of Business in Chicago, the award of construction contracts for apartment renovations at Springfield, and the annexation of certain land by Urbana and Champaign Sanitary Districts. I just remind you that there are seven items that will be for your consideration and approval today. I won't delineate all of them, but items 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 were all put forward by the committee for your consideration. No other business was considered. The meeting was adjourned at 3:45, and the next meeting will be held on November 21st at 1 p.m. If there are no further questions, I would like to invite Professor Merriman to make a presentation about the quarterly report on state finances. Professor Merriman, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here again. Chairman Kennedy warned you that we wouldn't necessarily have all good news in the rest of the meeting, and I'm afraid I'm responsible for that, for at least part of that. I do want to say, although you know the news about the economy and the fiscal situation of the state continues to be distressing, it certainly has gotten the attention of our political leaders at all levels, and so I think at least we should take that as a bit of hope. So I apologize a little bit in advance for some of the gloomy things that I have to tell you today. So this is the outline for my talk. I'll tell you a little bit about the economic condition, where we are in the business cycle, which if you've been reading the papers, won't be a surprise to you that it's somewhat distressing. Talk a little bit about the fiscal balance in Illinois, and then just a little bit on Illinois' bond ratings and capacity to borrow. So this is the unemployment rate. It's an update of a chart that I showed you last time. In the last meeting, we had hit the peak unemployment rate for the business cycle, at least we hope it was the peak, of a little more than 10%, and we'd started to come down. You can see in the most recent reports, the unemployment rate has started to trend back up again. That's very disturbing. That's true in Illinois, and it's true in the nation as a whole. So economists are very worried that we may be going into a double-dip recession. Certainly, the recovery, which looked pretty good 3 months ago, seems to have stalled. In Illinois, we very much are a product of the Midwest economy that we are in. Michigan's economy has stalled, that large manufacturing. Illinois sells a lot of business services to Michigan. And that's, we're following Michigan as usual. So there's nothing extraordinary here. Illinois is had an uptick in its unemployment rate, and that's disturbing, but it seems to be a product of the national situation. In fact, the Midwest is doing a little bit better than the rest of the nation. This is a report from the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank, which closely tracks the Midwest. The Midwest is doing well in manufacturing and agriculture. Those are actually helping us in the recovery, but that stalled. The recession, the most recent recession starting in 2008, was a very, very severe recession. The recovery is slow. There is some indication that we're recovering, but whereas you usually see a sharp uptick after a recession, here it's a very gradual, very low slope, and it's more like we're tunneling out of the recession rather than roaring back. And so some of the statistics are on this slide. I mean, I think the most stunning statistic is that if you look at previous recessions in terms of 48 months after the recession, we would have been already have output which exceeds where we were going into it. At this point, we're still below our 2007 level, so below the peak level. So the effects of the recession continue to be very severe. Unfortunately, the prognosis for job growth in the future is also fairly bleak. These numbers are predictions from my colleague Jeff Ewings at IGPA, Institute of Government and Public Affairs, and he predicts employment growth rate over the next year of only about 1%. So we're going to continue, we think, to see slow economic growth. It varies a little bit sector by sector, but overall, it's very distressing. Of course, President Obama's speech last night proposed some major stimulus measures. We can hope that that will turn around, but there's disturbing trends not only in the United States, but if you've been following what's going on in Europe as well, there's major economic problems. So, there's many reasons to think that this recovery, we still have a long way to go before the economy has an uptick. That is obviously going to